having so much fun, gonna be a star, blah, blah, blah.
This is like a musical party.
Isn't this beautiful? When I first got my iPod back in the 1940s, it was very early, it was a wooden iPod. That's when they started making Nelly. This song, David, your song, David, was the second or third song that I bought and downloaded.
Oh, no kidding.
It really was. It really was. Nelly Mackay is here. She's performing in town at the City Winery tonight. An honor to meet you. I've been such
so
a
nice
fan for such
you.
A long time.
Oh, well, thank you. This is such a lovely treat. I've
thank
heard
you.
You on the airwaves. And so it's nice.
And
to
you
be
decided
here.
To come in anyway.
Oh,
that's crazy. How does that happen? You know, when I first heard you, Wendy and I years ago worked with a guy named Kevin Matthews at another radio station. And Kevin had you on. This is about 10 or 12 years ago. You were a guest on his show. And I didn't even hear you sing. I just heard you talk. And I thought, wow, you're like unlike anything I'd ever heard before.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. I hope.
Well, led by a trail of incense and a little voice at the back of your brain that's whispering, nice try, 60s. Is that what's going on?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, I hope not. I'm all wrinkled because I was out in the rain yesterday going door to door for Bernie in Louisville.
So you're a Bernie Sanders fan.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's the spirit of the 60s that's resonating with a new generation. I mean, these 17-year-olds are incredible. And my field officer down there, Carly, was 18 years old.
Wow.
She's just going, she's doing these 15-hour days. I mean, they're incredible.
Explain to us, because it's such an unlikely story, Bernie Sanders' story.
Yeah.
What is it about him that's getting young kids, essentially, late teenagers, early 20s, why are they so excited about Bernie Sanders and his message, do you think?
Well, I think he has integrity, and I think they can sense it. You know,
yeah.
they respond to someone who's truthful, who's honest, who has an authenticity about him. And then there's, you know, the actual words, which is that money shouldn't be in politics. The government shouldn't answer more to the corporations than the people. And also, we're starting out life so burdened with debt. I'm a dropout.
Yeah.
And I've had a fair bit of success in life. I'm still paying off my student loan.
Right.
I mean, these kids, this turns into a lifelong debt.
But do you think what he's hoping to do in making school either affordable or free, is that realistic? Could that ever really happen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the it's tuition-free public university
right.
college, so it's not going to be, you know, Harvard or Yale.
Yeah.
It's, but, you know, what you have is you have a system where a number of large corporations pay nothing in tax,
mm-hmm.
you know? We need to tax that. We need to tax Wall Street speculation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we can make some cuts, not to things like veterans benefits, which are very important. You know, we owe them so much, but to the defense spending. We can, you know, put that towards healthcare, put that towards education. This has majority support in America.
Yeah.
You are so well-rounded, Nelly Mackay in the studio. She's going to be at the City Winery tonight. You are an actress, a musician, and now stumping for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know about the first one.
No, you are. We've seen you in things. You've done a nice job. What's the movie? You were Hilary Swank's sister in a movie. What was the movie?
Right, P.S. I Love You.
That's it.
Harry Connick Jr., also in the movie, also maybe not. You know, I mean,
he holds up as an actor too, though. You're selling yourself short. You guys are both good.
Well, he's better than me. He cracks me up. I hate to give it to him, but he does.
All right, I see you have an ukulele, is how they say it in Hawaii. Would I be correct in saying that?
Oh, yeah,
Hawaii.
Yes.
A
yeah.
ukulele in your hand.
Yeah.
Or are you just happy to see us?
Both.
All right. I love the ukulele. It has been an awesome little instrument. I know Tiny Tim did some stuff on it.
Sure.
But then do you remember the Hawaiian Israel Kali Ki'imaka or whatever his name is, who really brought it home with Somewhere Over a Rainbow? It's like I've always wanted to play the ukulele after hearing him. How many years have you been playing this?
Oh,
little girl?
Yeah, long enough to play better. I mean, it was. I was doing the Throppney Opera, and Jim Dale, who was a great music hall star, he played my dad, Polly Peachum's father, Mr. Peachum, and he. I was bugging him, so he gave me the uke, hoping it would make me stay in my dressing room. And instead, I would just come to his dressing room and bother him some more. So it backfired.
Do you walk
terribly.
Around with a ukulele all the time?
I love it. Yeah, yeah. They always have fun at airport security.
Sure they do. Of course they do. But it seems an unlikely instrument for a young girl to decide, I love music, I think that'll be my instrument. Why, of all the instruments, why that one?
Well, it's easier on the fingers and it's easier on the ego.
I guess so, yeah.
And more portable than a big-ass guitar.
Yeah,
of course. You don't. And again, with the airport, you know, if you're late to the plane, they don't ask you to stow it.
Right.
You can always have a seat.
That's true.
Yeah.
But beyond the ukulele, there's other instruments that you know how to play, correct?
Oh, I love the marimba.
Yeah?
Very hard to travel with.
Oh, yeah. Impossible. Sure.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I love the piano.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, it's a good excuse, really, not to practice because you can't travel with one.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Very, very smart.
You have the little portable keyboards, and I bet you can pull one up on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Little keyboard.
Oh, but I don't have an old phone I can
take.
Oh,
you have, like, is that a flip phone?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's pre-flip phone.
I like you so much more now. I liked you when you walked in, but I like you so much more now.
Can I tell you that is just really great to see you not like jumping into the world of a smartphone? Mm-hmm. Although you do have a Facebook presence and a website, how do you get to that? Do you have a computer in that ukulele?
Oh no, I have this great vegan pilot that I met years ago at an event for Ralph Nader actually. And,
look at you.
And he does all the computer stuff. I just call him up and you know he jokes that he's going to post naked pictures of himself, but he hasn't done it yet.
Is that a good thing, Nellie? That's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, it depends on your taste.
Since you brought up Ralph Nader, he said at one point, never trust anyone over 35. I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing somewhere in the spectrum of 30.
Right.
So does that still hold true as we're all around 35 to not trust anyone over 35?
It's funny. I always thought it was, in the baby boomers I know, was always never trust anyone under 40.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But now with this election, it's really coming back. Because the baby boomers gave us so much. They think that they lost, but they didn't. They won.
Yeah.
They gave us the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species, all the rights movements, you know, civil rights legislation, women's rights legislation. And it's just astonishing. They were the only generation to stop a war.
Right.
And they don't give themselves credit. I think they've kind of been brainwashed into thinking the 60s was a failure. In fact, it's given us so much that is good in the modern world.
All right, who is in charge of your Facebook page? Because they haven't updated it. It says you're going to be at the City Winery in Chicago tomorrow. It's tonight.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dreadful. Well,
you
get on the blower.
You got to give him a free night, Nellie. This is fair. You got to give him a free night.
All right. Hey, if I get to stay in Chicago.
Yeah, then there's worse stuff than that.
Yeah.
Can we take a quick break and then get a song or two from you? Is that all right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Nellie McKay is here. She's performing tonight. I know a lot of people think it's tomorrow, but it's tonight at the City Winery. We'll give you all the information in just a little bit. CityWinery.com is your website. Back after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right. We said Nellie McKay is here. She is singer, songwriter, actress, recent recipient of the PETA Humanitarian Award. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You're an animal lover. You're a Bernie Sanders lover. Does Bernie have a pet?
Oh, yeah, good question.
You better find out.
I think he would tell it about the rigged economy.
Right.
But his dog or cat would admire his worldview and his vision. Very
I see him with an ocelot for some reason, Nellie. I could be wrong, but that's what
he
I see.
He kind of looks like an ocelot.
A little bit, maybe a little
bit. And they're
bit.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Nellie's going to be appearing at the City Winery tonight. 6 o'clock doors open. It's an 8 p.m. start. You can go to citywinery.com or call 312-733-WINE. And your website is NellieMcKay.com, although it looks like it's NellieMcKay.com.
Right, sure.
You're going with the Scottish pronunciation.
Oh, sure, for the Scots community in southwest Chicago.
It's kind of you to do. All right, you said you agreed. You can't turn back now. You said you would do a song for us. What song is coming?
Well, I don't know if you might recognize this. It's a bit of an oddity.
Let's hear.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure fairy star, that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I knew love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I knew love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you.
That was magical.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I just wrote that.
You wrote that song?
She is Nellie Mackay. She's going to be at the City Winery tonight. You have an amazing sense of humor. I want to share some of Nellie's bio from her website, NellieMackay.com. That's how it's spelled, M-C-K-A-Y. But pronounce Mackay. I love these quotes about, is this about My Weekly Reader, the new record?
That's right, yes.
This is Robin Williams says, if I was a duck, I'd swim in this record.
Oh, wow.
Joan Rivers, a quote, I don't listen to that kind of music anyway.
Oh.
This is a quote, we played this album at my wedding. Nellie's a lot of fun. Charles Manson.
That's terrible.
Dick Cheney, I see an audit in her future.
Yes.
Oh my God, you are really funny and quirky and talented.
I can verify that last quote.
You made fun of your own acting skills, Nellie, and incorrectly, because you're a fine actress, but your mom has a little bit of a history in the cinema, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, yes.
She's been in some big movies. She was in The Shining. She was in Superman 2. That's impressive.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, she says, catch you later, Clark.
She says that to Superman. Well, yeah. To Clark Kent. Yeah.
Why, she says that to everyone now.
Right. That's her catchphrase. So if asked, you would do more movies, wouldn't you? You wouldn't stop making movies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You think a big... Is Oprah listening?
Yeah, Oprah's listening right now.
Sure. Oh, good.
We've tried to get Oprah on the show forever.
Not easy, no.
Oh, no.
Not easy.
I can imagine. Letterman couldn't get Oprah.
No, I know. How about that?
No. Do you know Daryl Roberts, though?
Who is? No, I don't know who that is. Who is that?
He's a documentarian and filmmaker, and he's based in Chicago. He's great.
Is he?
Yeah.
We'll get him, maybe.
Let's try to get Daryl Roberts.
Yeah,
all right.
He's sensational.
You talked us into it. You moved here from England when you were how old?
About 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have some memories of living there in England, right?
Yeah. Top of the morning to you. Is that Irish? I don't know.
They say that in England. Yeah, people
sure
in England
they
say
do.
That.
Well, that would explain the lack of accent since you've been in the States since you were 2.
Bloody good show.
And how cool is it your movie or your music has been featured on Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire, a bunch of different places?
Oh, sure. I've been bugging Matthew Weiner about Bernie.
Yeah, really?
Been bugging all of them. Julia Louis-Dreyfus made the mistake of giving me her number. I've been bugging her.
To get on Veep?
Oh, no. It's never about showbiz, but they still don't want to talk to me.
Like, well, here, give us
on the way to
number
my
and we'll
room.
Call her for you.
Yeah, we'll talk to her.
You are just a gem. You really are. You are going to be at the City Winery tonight. You can go to citywinery.com. Can you do another song for us on that?
Sure. Is there any particular style or
do it like that one you wrote a little while ago, that off the top of your head one. Do something like that. That's sensational.
You don't mind if it's another English?
Whatever
then.
You got, sure.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy to every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the birds sing. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no.
What a breath of fresh air. I want to ask Nellie Mackay if she will move into our house, because I fight a lot with my husband and my two teenage boys, and after listening to that, I don't think we would ever yell at each other again.
Impossible to be mad at anyone.
You bring us peace.
Oh, how many bathrooms do you have?
That's
we have
the
two
decider.
And a half.
Oh,
yeah?
2.5?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not... Oh, I don't mean for me. I just mean... to calibrate when the fights will pick up again.
Oh, yeah. There'd be more if there were less bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
But Nellie, I would just like to sit on a beach somewhere, anywhere, and have you playing next to me. That would be fantastic.
Oh,
clear your calendar. Whatever you're doing, I want you to just come to the beach.
Oh, okay. Maybe you shouldn't come to the show tonight, though, because we got all kinds of spicy tunes in there,
too. Oh, yeah?
Too.
All right. I'm
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I couldn't think of one fast enough.
That's all right. You don't have to do spice. The love songs were beautiful.
Oh.
Boy,
people
are
loving you. Everyone's saying, Bill, Wendy, please ask her to call me. Here's another text. I think I'm in love.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this. Music is like a gourmet meal, simple yet pure. Sweet and melodious voice. You are really amazing.
You're so good.
Oh, gee.
I
want to move in here, too.
All right. We'll find space for you. Have fun tonight at the Sittery Winery, and promise us whenever you're in town, you'll stop by.
Oh, please.
Can you do it?
And likewise, I hope.
Absolutely.
Call us if
Absolutely.
Bernie wins, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, right. That's right. Hey, we'll come to Philly at the convention.
He may name you as vice president. I would love... The country's in good shape if you're the vice president. It's Nellie Mackay. Go see her before she becomes vice president of the United States. She's at the City Winery tonight. You want to go to citywinery.com.
1200 West Randolph. Sorry, just wanted to mention that.
Yep. Thank you, Nellie. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
A quick break and then the news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.